Stationary black holes and stars in the Brans-Dick theory with $lambda greater than $0 revisited, by M.D. Sabir Ali et al. It was shown a few years back that for the Brans-Dick theory with a positive cosmological constant lambda, and a de Sitter or cosmological event horizon in the asymptotic region, not only there exist no non-trivial field configurations, but also the inverse Brans-Dick parameter omega caret minus 1 must be vanishing, thereby essentially reducing the theory to Einstein's general relativity. The assumption of the existence of the cosmological horizon was crucial for this proof. However, since the Brans-Dick field phi couples directly to the lambda term in the energy-momentum tensor as well as in its equation of motion, perhaps it is reasonable to ask, can phi become strong instead and screen the effect of lambda at very large scales, so that the asymptotic de Sitter structure is replaced by some physically acceptable alternative non-singular boundary condition? In this work we analytically argue that under the assumption of any generic asymptotic stationary spacetime structure in the absence of a cosmological event horizon, similar non-existence results hold, as long as the spacetime is free of any naked curvature singularity. We further support this result by providing explicit numerical computations. Thus we conclude that in the presence of a positive lambda, and for any generic asymptotic spacetime structure free from curvature singularity, a stationary black hole or even a star solution in the Brans-Dick theory always necessitates omega caret minus 1 equals 0, and thereby reducing the theory to general relativity. This was stationary black holes and stars in the Brans-Dick theory with $lambda greater than $0 revisited, by M.D. Sabir Ali et al.